Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Okay, so we're back again for another deep dive into what kids are seeing on The Juice these days. First up, we have a story about this model from Nigeria.
Oh yeah, Olalade Alabola. She set a new Guinness World Record.
And it's for the longest catwalk.
It is, yeah. So over 5 days, she walked over 70 miles.
Wow.
In high heel.
Oh my goodness, that is incredible.
It really is. I mean, obviously that's a huge physical achievement, but there's a deeper message here too.
Right. I mean, just seeing that headline, it makes you wonder why, right?
Yeah, so early in her career, Alabola faced a lot of rejection because of her height.
Interesting.
So this record was really about promoting inclusivity in the modeling industry.
Okay, so not just about, you know...
Right, it's a bigger statement.
Pushing the limits of human endurance.
Exactly. And to drive that point home, her catwalk included models of all different sizes, ethnicities, skin colors.
That's really cool. I mean, what a great way to kind of use this platform, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And she said she hopes this inspires other people to pursue their dreams.
I mean, even if it's not walking, you know, 70 miles in high heels.
Right. She did say, please don't try to break my record, but definitely, you know, chase your goals, whatever they are.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so moving on, we have a story about some military activity.
Yeah, China has been conducting some pretty large-scale military drills off the coast of Taiwan.
And I imagine that made some people nervous.
You bet. They framed it as a warning against Taiwanese independence.
And how did Taiwan respond?
They activated their land-based missile systems.
Mm.
So definitely some tension there. And it's not really surprising when you consider the history.
Right, because they've been separate since
1949. Yeah, when the anti-communist forces fled to Taiwan.
And I imagine China sees that as...
as a breakaway province. That's right. And they've never really given up on the idea of reuniting.
And the U.S.'s position on this is...
Well, they back Taiwan's independence.
Yeah.
But they don't explicitly guarantee military defense.
So it's kind of a delicate situation.
It is. And to make things even more interesting, there was a report about China developing some unusual vessels that might help them with a military landing in Taiwan.
So, yeah, definitely a lot to unpack there. I mean, this story could be a good opportunity to talk about international relations.
Definitely. And also, you know, conflict resolutions... different perspectives on national sovereignty, the role of the military.
Yeah, all very relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. What else is going on? This is interesting. It's about the U.S. Army.
Yeah, this one's about recruitment, or maybe more accurately, retention.
Right, because they met their goal for 2024, and they say they're on track for 2025.
That's what they're saying. But some internal data that was reported by military.com paints a bit of a different picture.
Okay, what's the data showing?
Well, it looks like almost 1 in 4 recruits from 2022 ended up dropping out within 2 years.
Oh, wow. So they're getting people in the door, but...
that they're not staying.
They're not staying.
Right. And some military experts are suggesting this might be because of the quality of applicants or maybe they're having trouble meeting the required standards.
Yeah, you have to be.
In really good shape.
In really good shape to be in the Army.
Absolutely. And there are these preparatory courses that are supposed to help new recruits get up to speed on academics and physical fitness.
Right. Like boot camp for boot camp.
Kind of. But even in those courses, about 1 in 4 recruits fail to meet the standards. And for those who don't go through the courses, it's still 1 in 5 who don't make it.
Oh, wow. So even without the extra help.
Exactly. So This has raised some concerns about what this means for the Army's standards. And also, maybe even more broadly, about what one expert called the human capital problem facing the nation.
So it's kind of a canary in the coal mine situation.
Maybe, yeah.
Lots to think about there for sure.
For sure.
Okay. Next up, we have a story that might be a little bit controversial.
Yeah, this one involves ICE and some pro-Palestinian protests.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, ICE has detained several international students and faculty members who were involved in those protests, and it's causing a lot of fear among foreign students who are legally residing in the U.S.
Oh, wow. So even though they're here legally...
Right. They're worried because it seems like ICE is... cracking down on anyone who expresses certain political views.
And what views are we talking about?
Well, in this case, pro-Palestinian views.
And are they saying why?
The official reason given is that these views could have serious adverse foreign policy consequences.
So basically they're saying it's a matter of national security.
Yeah, that's the argument. But a lot of people are pushing back, saying it's a violation of First Amendment rights.
Right, because free speech is...
A cornerstone of...
A cornerstone of America.
Exactly. But it gets complicated when it comes to non-citizens. The courts have sometimes upheld restrictions on free speech for legal residents.
So it's a bit of a gray area.
It is, and it's making a lot of students nervous. You know, some are deleting their social media, canceling travel plans, even going into hiding.
Oh, wow. That's
a scary situation.
Yeah. So this story brings up a lot of questions about freedom of speech and the rights of immigrants.
Definitely. And also, you know, the impact of global politics on people's lives here in the U.S.
Right. I mean, how much are we allowed to say or do even if we're here legally?
It's a tough question.
Okay. Let's move on to something a bit lighter.
Yeah. So The Juice also had a quote of the day.
Oh, cool. And who's it from?
It's from Louisa May Alcott.
The Little Women lady.
That's right. And the quote is, "I am not afraid of storms, for I am learning how to sail my ship."
I like that one. It's very
empowering.
Empowering, yeah.
And it's interesting to think about this quote in the context of Alcott's own life.
Right, because she was
very involved in social reform movements like abolitionism and women's suffrage.
So she knew a thing or two about storms.
She did.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes this quote so powerful. You know, it's not just some feel-good saying. It's coming from someone who actually lived through some tough times.
Right. It's about resilience and perseverance and, you know, facing challenges head on.
Exactly. And I think that's a really valuable message for kids to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone faces storms in their life, so it's good to be prepared.
Right. And this quote is a good reminder that we can learn and grow from those challenges.
Yeah. So definitely worth discussing with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So last but not least, we have a story about baseball.
Ah, America's pastime.
So what's new in the world of baseball?
Well, there's a new bat design that's making waves. It's called the torpedo bat.
Okay. And what makes it so special?
Well, it's shaped kind of like a bowling pin with a thicker barrel.
Interesting. And is it actually better?
Well, the New York Yankees seem to think so. They hit a record number of home runs in their opening series using this bat.
Wow. So that's got to be at least partly because of the bat?
Right. And the designer of the bat, who's actually a former physicist and Yankees analyst, says that the thicker barrel creates a better contact point for high-velocity pitches.
Okay. So there's some science behind it.
Yeah. But it's not just about the physics, some players say. It's also a mental thing.
What do you mean?
Well, they say that the bat gives them a feeling of having more to work with, so they feel more confident at the plate.
So it's like a placebo effect?
Maybe. Yeah, but if it works, right?
I guess so. And, I mean, if it helps them hit more home runs, who am I to argue?
Exactly.
So this story is a good example of how technology can impact sports.
Definitely. And it also shows how important the mental game is.
Hmm.
You know, confidence can make a big difference in performance.
It can, yeah. And I think it's also interesting to see how trends and fads develop, even in something as traditional as baseball.
Right. You know, it's old is new again.
Yeah, for sure.
So there you have it. Another day, another batch of interesting stories from The Juice.
All right. That's it for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.